بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أنا وكافل اليتيم في الجنة، هكذا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, before I formally commence with my talk, I thought perhaps it would be opportune to share with you one golden principle of Islam in the Quran, which in essence is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whatever good action a believer does, he should have the absolute conviction that he will see the good of that in this world and in Akhirah. So our get together here, or any action, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed by a shepherd who had his flock with him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him, بِعْنَا شَاتْ, sell us one sheep. He said, إِنَّهَا لِسَيِّدِي, Umar, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to my master. I am merely a shepherd. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, well, a simple thing, you can tell your master, أَكَلَهَا الذِّئْبُ. Tell your master that there was a wolf and a wolf devoured one sheep. So the slave answered and he said, مَاذَا أَقُولُ لِرَبِّي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Okay, Umar, point taken, I will convince my master. What will I say to my Allah on the day of Qiyamah? This impressed Umar radiallahu anhu. Now look at the utterance of good. Look at what he did to this person. Umar radiallahu anhu then went to the master of the slave. And he said, how much are you selling the slave for? He said, for an X amount. Umar radiallahu anhu said, here is the money and I want to purchase him. Umar radiallahu anhu then purchased the slave. And then liberated the slave. And then he said, أعتقدك هذه الكلمة في الدنيا وأرجو أن تعتقك في الآخرة. Your honesty has liberated you from the slavery of this world, and I'm optimistic it will liberate you from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Your honesty liberated you, that's what impressed me. So one simple action as that. In the riwayat of Tirmizi, second volume, one body was brought, janazah was brought. Someone passed the remark, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not a very noble man, don't perform his salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked a question, هَلْ رَآهُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ مِّنْ أَعْمَالِ الْخَيْرِ. Any one of you can bear testimony that the deceased has ever performed a good action. One person from the rear came forward, identified the body. He said, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I know a little history of this man. We were once out in the path of Allah. He offered to protect our belongings while others were sleeping. حَرَسَ لَيْلَةً فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you give that testimony? He said, yes. He says, okay, that's okay then. The ghusl was given, kafan was given, safs were performed, and he led the salah. Then he addressed the deceased and he said, رُفَقَاءُكَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Some of your companions here have the perception that you are an occupant of Jahannam. Well, so be it. However, me, the Prophet of Allah, testifies that you are a dweller of Jannat. One person came to Aisha radiallahu anha begging. She had two daughters. Aisha radiallahu anha gave her three dates. She gave one to this daughter, one to the other daughter. She was about to eat the third one, and the children looked with desire to the mother. And that's a mother. فَصَعَدَتْهَا نِصْفَيْنِ. She split it in half. Half to this child, half to that child. Aisha radiallahu anha, not being a mother, so obviously she could not fully comprehend the sentiments of motherhood. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, he narrated this. And while speaking about this one important principle, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, Mullah Masihullah Rahimahumullah, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, speaking about the duties of a mother. He said, one of the duties of a woman at home is that she should instill in the hearts of her children the love of the father. And then he went to explain that the children will naturally love their mother, but they will not naturally love their father. Children are seeing the mother doing everything. My mother is cooking. My mother is making me wear new clothing. My mother is doing. The doings of the father is behind the scene. The bills that have been paid, the domestic servants that have been paid, the food that has been purchased, the food that is coming in, this is behind the scenes. So the duty of the mother is to instill the love of the father into the hearts of the children. The second thing is for the mother to remind the children constantly that in this house is the authority of your father. I consult with your father, and you people also need to consult with your father. And the third thing is, whatever happens in the day, she should relate to the husband when he returns. On this incident, it came to mind. So when the Prophet ﷺ returned, Aisha radiallahu anha bounced it off him and said, "Oh Prophet ﷺ, this is what had happened. This woman came, a very strange, peculiar practice." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ دَخَلَتْ بِذَلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Because of this trivial kindness of this mother to her daughter by splitting a date in half, which is taken as part of motherhood. But because of that, I swear by Allah, this is enough for her entry into Jannah. So what I'm saying is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whatever action, Ibn Abdul Barr has mentioned in his kitab, that in the previous nations, عَبَدَ اللَّهَ رَجُلٌ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً. A person worshipped Allah for 70 consecutive years. ثُمَّ أَصَابَ فَاحِشَةً. Then for whatever reason, he perpetrated an act of immorality, whether zina or otherwise, but he committed an offense. فَأَحْبَتَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ. As a result of which Allah destroyed all his good actions. Thereafter one day he seen a beggar, and he seen somebody was giving out some food to the poor people. It wasn't his own. He assisted this man and he said, "Let me help you and distribute to the poor as well." In other words, it wasn't his own charity, but he supported the charity of others. And the Quran has not only frowned or disapproved of those who withhold, the Quran has equally frowned on those who do not exhort others to spend. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And they do not exhort the spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, he helped, he took some charity, he took some wealth, and then he gave it to the poor as well. That night he seen in a dream that because of that act of kindness to one beggar, Allah pardoned that sins of his, and Allah restored the ibadat of 70 years back to him. So really there's nothing that we should trivialize. In Ruhul Ma'ani, it is mentioned regarding Samiri. Samiri was the person who initiated the worship of the calf in the absence of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Something very strange about this person, perhaps we don't know. While he's been referred to as Samiri, his name was Musa. And he grew up, and this is mentioned in the footnotes of Jalalain. He grew up at a time when his parents had abandoned him in the open field, and Jibreel used to come and descend and give him food. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and give him food, and that is exactly what the poet then concluded by saying, that when destiny is different, فَمُوسَ الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ وَمُوسَ الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُرْسَلُ. That the Musa who grew up and nurtured by Pharaoh became the prophet of Allah, and the Musa who was nurtured by Jibreel became the enemy of Allah. This person, despite his evil action, he had the habit of generosity. It is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani, when Musa alayhi salam came, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to punish him, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had then quarantined him, as the Quran said, قَالَ فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَن تُخْلَفَ. That you will go around in this world saying, "La misas, don't touch me." He developed such an illness that if any human came into contact with him, that person will pick up the illness and it will aggravate his sickness. So it was so contagious, aggravating his own problem. So he used to move around saying, "La misas." It is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani that Allah prohibited Musa from killing this person because of his generosity. Although his crime was so grave, but nonetheless, because of the act of generosity, it spared his life in this world. So just a principle that we need to remind ourselves. It might take time, but in essence, we will see the good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Please proceed to the next CD.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.